Welcome to episode 1398 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. One of the greatest mistakes religious traditions make is treating desire as the enemy. Desire itself becomes sinful. The goal becomes to suppress desire, to eliminate it, to pretend it does not exist. But Scripture does not condemn desire. Scripture recognizes desire is fundamental to human nature. Desire is what moves us, what motivates us to seek, build, connect, create. The problem is not desire itself. The problem is unformed desire. Desire that is not directed, that is not shaped by wisdom or by covenant. Desire that is raw and reactive and destructive. Listen to what Solomon says in the Song of Songs, a book that celebrates sexual desire.
Awake, north wind, and come, south wind. Blow on my garden, that its fragrance may spread abroad. Let my beloved come into his garden and taste its choice fruits.
This is erotic poetry, celebrating desire. This is Scripture affirming sexual desire, attraction, and longing for intimacy. This is how God made us. But notice something else. The desire in Song of Songs is bounded. It is between lovers committed to each other. The desire is passionate, but it is also directed. It flows within a covenant relationship. This is the key. Desire is not the problem. Unformed desire is the problem. Desire that is boundless, that respects no boundaries, that seeks immediate gratification regardless of cost, this is destructive. But desire that is shaped, that is directed toward a covenant partner, that is subject to wisdom and discipline, this is beautiful. This is what allows human flourishing. Think of desire as energy, raw energy, like electricity. Electricity itself is neither good nor bad. Electricity channeled through wires to power a home is beneficial. Loose and unconstrained is dangerous. Similarly, desire is energy. Sexual desire is one of the most powerful forces in human nature. It can inspire art, music, and poetry, can bind two people together in profound intimacy. But this same energy, if unformed, if it respects no boundaries, seeks immediate gratification, can destroy relationships, families, and communities. The seventh commandment is not about condemning desire. It is about forming desire, about directing this powerful force toward life-giving expression, about preventing it from becoming destructive. This requires discipline, not the discipline of suppression, which is ultimately futile and unhealthy, but the discipline of direction, the willingness to say, this desire is real and valid, but it belongs here, not there. It belongs within this covenant, not outside it. There is an important movement that happens in healthy sexual relationships. The movement from attraction to attachment. Attraction is the initial pull. You see someone. Something in you responds. There is chemistry, desire. This is real and powerful and good. But attraction alone is not sufficient for lasting relationship. Attraction is often based on surface things, physical appearance, initial charm, excitement. Over time, in a committed relationship, attraction can deepen into attachment. Attachment is rooted in genuine knowledge of another person, in shared history, vulnerability, sacrifice. Attachment is stronger than attraction. It says, I know you, really know you, and I choose you anyway. I have seen your flaws, and I love you still. I have been through difficulty with you, and I am still here. This movement from attraction to attachment requires something essential. It requires fidelity. Requires that you do not let attraction to other people derail the relationship you are building. If every time you feel attraction to someone else, you act on it, you never develop attachment to your spouse. You never go deep enough to discover the profound love that develops over time. But if you discipline yourself, say no to the attraction outside your covenant, and yes to deepening your covenant, something extraordinary happens. The initial attraction begins to deepen into something richer, more complex, more beautiful. You begin to see their humanity more fully. Begin to know their history, their fears, their dreams. Begin to understand how they think and feel. And in that deep knowing, a different kind of attraction emerges. It is based not on surface appeal, but on genuine love of who they are. This is what the seventh commandment protects. It protects the space necessary for attraction to deepen into attachment. It protects the exclusivity that allows genuine intimacy. Discipline has a bad reputation in our culture. It is seen as restrictive, as limiting freedom, as preventing you from being yourself. But this is a misunderstanding. Discipline is not about suppression. It is about direction. About channeling your energy in a way that produces flourishing. Athletes discipline their bodies. They train, follow a regimen, say no to things that would undermine their performance. And the result is not restriction, but freedom. The freedom to perform at their highest level. Musicians discipline their practice. They work on scales, technique, theory. They say no to the temptation to skip practice. And the result is not restriction, but freedom. The freedom to play beautifully. To express themselves fully through music. Similarly, sexual discipline is not about suppression. It is about training your heart, your mind, your desires to flow in a direction that produces flourishing. It is about saying no to attractions that would undermine your covenant. And the result is not restriction, but freedom. The freedom to experience genuine intimacy with your spouse. This requires vigilance, requires attention to what you allow into your mind, requires being honest about temptations, requires community accountability, requires the willingness to say no. Solomon says the following in Proverbs 4, verse 23.
Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
Guard your heart. This is not about being cold or closed off. It is about being intentional about what you allow into your emotional and spiritual core. What you watch shapes your desires. What you read shapes your desires. What you fantasize about shapes your desires. Who you spend time with shapes your desires. If you spend hours consuming sexual media, you are training your desires toward immediate gratification and fantasy. If you spend time in deep conversation with someone other than your spouse, you are cultivating emotional connection outside your covenant. Guarding your heart means being intentional. It means asking, what am I allowing into my mind and heart? What desires is this cultivating? Is this forming me toward faithfulness or away from it? This does not mean you live in a bubble. You cannot avoid all temptation, but you can be intentional about what you expose yourself to. You can make choices that support your commitment rather than undermine it. One of the great paradoxes is that discipline creates freedom. Unformed desire actually enslaves. It leaves you reactive, driven by impulse, unable to say no. But formed desire liberates. When your desires are shaped by covenant, when they are directed toward your spouse, when they are subject to wisdom and discipline, you experience a different kind of freedom. You are free from the constant craving for novelty, free from the anxiety of always seeking the next attraction, free from the shame of infidelity, free from the fragmentation of divided loyalties. And you are free to experience genuine intimacy, free to go deep with your spouse, to be vulnerable, to love fully because you are not holding back, not keeping options open, not hedging your bets. This freedom is profound. This is what the seventh commandment protects. Not freedom from desire, but freedom through formed desire. Freedom that comes from channeling your deepest longings toward a covenant partner and allowing that relationship to deepen over time. Our culture does not support formed desire. It promotes the opposite. Our culture tells you, follow every desire. Act on every attraction. There are no boundaries. There are no covenants. There are only momentary connections and the endless pursuit of the next thrill. Media, advertising, entertainment. All of it is designed to stimulate desire and then suggest that the solution is consumption or novelty or infidelity. But this leaves people fractured, leaves marriages fragile, leaves people constantly anxious. The seventh commandment calls us to something radically different. It calls us to form our desires, to direct them toward covenant. It calls us to the discipline that produces genuine flourishing. This is countercultural. It requires swimming against the current of our culture, but it is also profoundly liberating. Father, help us understand that desire is not evil, but must be formed. Help us see that discipline creates freedom. Help us intentionally guard our hearts and direct our desires toward our covenants. Help us move from attraction to attachment. Help us cultivate the kind of formed desire that produces genuine flourishing and lasting love. And help us model for our world what faithfulness looks like. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.